Hey, everybody, we're back and it's Friday. Time for your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast. Don't get sick and tired of that applause because there's more coming because we've got realty expert Caitlin Soley right after this.
What would tomorrow look like if you sold your house today? Maybe you'd move to a new city or a new country. Maybe you'd pick up birding or birdies. You could get into wine, not that into wine, or skiing, warmer skiing. Or maybe you'd spend more time doing nothing at all. When you're ready for whatever comes next, we'll be ready to help you get there. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services.
All right, I told you there was more applause coming. Here she is, realty expert Caitlin Soley. Hi.
Hi. Happy
How are
Friday.
You today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderfully, marvelously groovy.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you have big plans for the weekend?
I'm happy that the rain stopped, mm-hmm. so that hopefully warmer weather is coming now. But I have an open house on Saturday.
Okay. So you're tomorrow. You're working this weekend.
Yep.
Okay. and it's not going to be very nice this weekend. But it's going to start warming up again by next week.
I'm crossing my fingers.
Yeah. But look at it compared to last year at this time.
Exactly.
We had probably 2 feet of snow on the ground last year at this time.
I can't complain. I started getting a little nervous with all the rain we got at the beginning of the week.
Yeah.
So I was like, Put my sump pump out. I don't know.
Yeah, and it's still nothing. We haven't hardly gotten anything. We do need moisture on here. It was funny because last week or 2 weeks ago when we were talking about that snow that missed us, you know, people are like, well, we need the moisture. And my answer is always yes, but I'd rather not have to shovel moisture.
Exactly.
Rain is fine with me.
Yep.
Now, when we talk about this time of the year, spring, now we were talking a little bit before we turned the mics and the cameras on here. Is this really the best week of the year to sell your house?
The experts are saying it is.
It is.
It is, yeah. And what they do is they look back at history and trends mm-hmm. on like what time of year all the homes come on the market and things like that. And they narrowed it down to say that this is the best week to list your home. However, with the rain we got and everything like that, I personally think that this coming week will be the best week to sell your home. But no, we have been seeing a lot of homes coming on the market, especially this week. There's been so many. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I think the experts are right.
Sure. Yeah. And you know what? Even with the rain we got earlier this week, it's greening things up. It cleans things up.
Yeah.
It's amazing how dirty things can get in the winter.
I know.
And now things are greening up. And in fact, my mower is in the shop. I know it, before you know it, we're going to be complaining that we got to mow the lawn again and everything. Yeah. But okay, so this is the best week to sell your house. Spring, now things are muddy, a little wet. You got to get your house looking good. You got to get your yard looking good. What are some of the things somebody should do if they want to try to sell their house on the best week of the year to sell your house?
Yeah. So the first thing is always get in contact with your local realtor. Mm-hmm. And we emphasize local because we know the market. We know we have networking here. We know everyone here. We know what they're looking for.
You guys do. It's like, I thought I knew everybody, but you guys probably know more people than I do.
Yeah. And if I don't know, I have someone to get that resource from. So like, if I don't know so-and-so's number, let me go ask someone in my office. Someone's going to have it.
I would say between the people in your office, the family at Berkshire Hathaway, they probably know almost every person's number in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks by heart.
I would guarantee it. Yep. But yeah, so the first thing is talk to a local realtor. We're going to help you. I mean, we literally come to your house and we will pinpoint areas of your house that need more attention. Maybe we're going to look at more so like minor things to mm-hmm. fix versus like major renovations. But we're going to pinpoint all these things. We're going to make a checklist for you. We're going to make it super easy so that you're not wasting your time and money working and renovating something huge that's not going to really benefit you at all. So that's the first thing is call your local realtor. We're here to help you and just start having that conversation like, hey, I want to list my house. What do I need to do? We can literally get your house listed in a day if we need
to.
So if you're someone who you were like, oh, I was going to wait a couple weeks, but if this is really the best time to sell, call us up. We can mm-hmm. come to your house and get it listed by tomorrow.
It can
go quick.
Question for you now. This just popped in my head. You know, sometimes these things happen, but when you walk in and you tell somebody, say, if I'm going to sell my house and you say, well, here's what I would do. I would change this, you know, is that because of your taste or it's because of the research you do and you know what the trends are and all that kind of stuff? Because maybe you like mauve is a color. Yeah. You know what I mean? Or, yep. You know, maybe I would do this whole room in mauve and olive drab green. And
yeah.
I mean, how do you do that? Do you go by research and what yep. the trends are?
Yep. We go by research, especially. So if you get a more experienced agent, we've had homes listed, we've had showings, we've gotten feedback. We know what people in this area are looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And when your house is listed and there are showings, agents do give you feedback. So if they keep saying like, hey, the fence is broken down and that was like a major turnoff for my buyers, we know like we need to get that fence fixed.
Sure.
That's the main thing that people are saying.
Okay.
So yeah, we look at the trends, we get feedback, and we know from past homes that have sold, what are people looking for? Right now, bright bedroom colors like the lime green, mm-hmm. Those super vibrant colors for bedrooms, it's not it. So we're going to probably tell you to paint it more of a neutral color.
Sure.
Whatever color you want, that's up to you. I'm not going to say, hey, you need to paint this white. We're just going to give you
a lot of the times advice. When you're saying you should paint this, it's basically to clean and brighten things up.
It is. It's just to clean everything up, make it a little bit more appealing for buyers as they're walking into your house. So.
Okay.
And it's always advice. It's never like, if you don't do this, you can't list your house. Mm-hmm. It's just advice to help you sell it quicker.
Sure, sure.
So. All right. The second thing is, I kind of mentioned this a little bit, but quick repairs versus major renovations. So things as simple as getting your carpet clean. Maybe you have stains on them, light fixtures. I know my parents were just talking about how they have I don't know if I'm allowed to say this on here, but like the boob lights,
mm-hmm.
They're super old ones.
Lights?
They look, I don't know. That's what everyone calls them though.
I'm getting more of a kick just looking at your face saying it.
I know. Is it turning red?
Yes, it is.
It's like, I don't know if I'm allowed to say that on here, but I'm sure you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
A lot of times they're in apartments too. They're just like the generic light fixture.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people will change those out for something a little bit more modern. So that's one thing you could do. Caulking is always a big one, especially around like tubs.
Sure.
If buyers are looking in the bathrooms and stuff and they see caulking is starting to get bad, that's such an easy fix you can
do.
It's
one of the first things to change colors and look gross. Get rid of it, put some new caulking on.
Yep, exactly. So we just don't want you to waste time on big projects. If there's smaller things we can do, that'll just look better
mm-hmm.
And save you time and money as well.
Yeah, and you know, also like my house right now, we're in the midst of starting our yard work. Our house is surrounded by flower gardens, rose gardens, and all that. And with my two dogs and my neighbor's dogs and all of that, my yard is not a yard. It's a dog pasture.
Yep.
And so right now, with all the rain, it's not a good time. But these are the things people see when they first come driving up or walking up to your house. You should have the yard cleaned up too. I mean, your sidewalks, all that kind of stuff, because first impressions are so huge.
Yeah, and I do have curb appeal on my list. So cleaning up yard, making sure you're cleaning up after your pets, that's a huge one. It's really unfortunate if a buyer steps in doggy doo-doo and that's their first thing they remember about looking at your house.
Exactly. So. Yep.
You could even put flowers out on the front steps. Just mm-hmm. make it inviting. A lot of things I see are broken garage doors as well. So maybe that might be an item you want to fix. That might be a bigger item, but broken garage doors and broken fences are two things I see a lot. Another easy thing you can do is just get a deep clean on your house. I know a lot of people have, you know, younger kids or pets, and it's too hard, too much time, and they don't have time to do it. Hire out a cleaning company.
Mm-hmm.
Let them come in and do a nice deep clean. And then from there, each day, you can just do the, you know, the simple things like wiping your counters down.
Sure. And, you know, if you have a house, most houses now have vinyl or steel siding.
Yep.
They've got these things you can attach to your garden hoses now and wash the house down.
Yeah.
Or if you can get a pressure washer.
Yep.
You know, be careful with the pressure washer. But there's a lot of things because, like we mentioned earlier, winter has got its way of making everything dirty.
Very dirty. Yeah.
You might not think your house is that dirty on the outside until you start cleaning a little section of it. And then you're going to go, crap, now I got to clean the whole thing because you do realize how dirty it is.
Yeah. Yep. Especially windows, too. I know that one's on my list. Now that the sun is out longer in the evenings, showings go later at night as well. The first thing real estate agents do when we get inside of a house to show it is we open up all the curtains and blinds.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So making sure that your windows are nice and clean, that one's a huge one. Another one is odors.
We get
this one a lot. So pet odors, smoke, like cigarette smoke, that's a huge one. So
Yeah.
It's hard to get rid of too, especially if you have carpet. Food, if you've cooked strong food, you know, we tell people don't have a fish fry the night before.
Well, there's certain foods. Yeah, there's certain foods.
So strong foods, just don't cook them. And then this one's a newer one I just heard of an agent having a problem with was diapers.
Oh.
If you have a lot of those like diaper bins and you're not cleaning them out, it can make your house smell like diapers.
My grandson had an accident last night. Thank goodness for my wife because she goes, you would have puked.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah, I know.
I know. And when you're a buyer going in a house that you're potentially going to buy, if there's a strong smell, you get scared and turned off because you don't know if that smell is going to be able to get out of the
house. Yeah, and it stains your brain. So even if you didn't see anything that would, you know, make the smell, it's stuck up here.
Yeah.
And it's hard to shake it.
Yep, exactly. We talked about curb appeal. That one's huge. Updating your interior walls. We kind of talked about that a little bit as well. An easy thing that you can do is I see a lot of like squeaky doors, just oil the squeaky doors.
Shot a WD-40. That's all it takes.
It's so easy. Mm-hmm. So minor. And then if you have any like on door handles and stuff, any handles that get stuck or they're loose, just tighten those up. Yeah. It's so easy.
So the red felt designed wallpaper, that's out.
It's out.
You probably don't even remember that, do you?
No, I don't.
It had the felt on it, you'd feel it, you know?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Oh, yeah.
It's not common, though.
No, not anymore.
Definitely not common. Wallpaper is starting to make a comeback, but not like an entire wall. It's usually just like an accent wall.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, those are some easy things that you can do to get your house ready to list. And like I said, it's kind of the best time to sell your house is this week going into next week. And just know that if you're not ready yet and it's just been a conversation maybe between you and your spouse, start getting in contact with the realtor because we can help you get it ready really quick.
Right. So you've got to work tomorrow.
Yep.
And Sunday, taking the day off, watching Formula One. What are you doing?
Yeah, always F1.
Always F1. You, I don't know, you and Dale, the producer. Who's your favorite driver?
So it's always been Max Verstappen.
Just because he wins all the time, that helps.
I liked him before he started winning.
Okay.
But I also like Lewis Hamilton.
Oh, sure. So. Who hasn't won in a long time.
Yeah, and there's some switches and changes going on for the next year. So I'm excited to see what it's like. Because I think we need a change.
Yeah. And speaking of changes, Lewis Hamilton needs to change his hairstyle. I'm going to leave it at that. One more thing I want to ask you before we find out how to get a hold of you is boob lights. I just had to say that one more time.
Yep. I know. I don't even know what would happen if you Googled that. So maybe don't Google it.
I know what I'm Googling as soon as we get out of here. How does somebody get a hold of Realty Expert Caitlin Soli?
My number is 320-267-6692. You can call or text me any day. I'm also on the Berkshire Hathaway website here in Grand Forks.
I also learned some new stuff today. Thank you very much. And you have a great weekend.
You too.
There you go. That's your Berkshire Hathaway biweekly podcast for the week. That's Realty Expert Caitlin Soli. She told you how to get a hold of her if you're thinking about buying or selling a new home. Even if it's in the near future, get a hold of her now. We'll have another Berkshire Hathaway biweekly podcast for you next week. Until then, have yourself a great weekend, everybody.